Building a business may feel like a big jump, but OnDeck Small Business Loans can help keep you afloat. With lines of credit up to $100,000 and term loans up to $250,000, OnDeck lets you choose the loan that's right for your business. As a top-rated online small business lender, OnDeck's team of loan advisors can help you find the right business loan to fit your needs. Visit OnDeck.com for more information. Depending on certain loan attributes, your business loan may be issued by OnDeck or Celtic Bank. OnDeck does not lend in North Dakota. All loans and amounts subject to lender approval.
Meet Flip. She's one half of a flip-flop.
That's me.
Who got left behind at Celebration Key, Carnival's exclusive paradise in Grand Bahama.
I chose to stay here. It really is paradise.
So now, Flip spends her time lounging on the beach, swimming in the lagoon.
And eating. The only thing more impressive than my appetite are all the dining options.
Yeah, have you tried food service to your cabana?
Ooh, yum.
Flip, where'd she go? Book your cruise vacation to Carnival's Celebration Key, a paradise you'll want to lose yourself in. Ships Registry, the Bahamas and Panama.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan on News Talk.
Just on the topic, actually, of Christmas and New Year and resolutions and all that goes with it, and plenty of you have been getting in touch with me about whether or not you're going to do things a little bit differently in 2025. Esther McCarthy is the Life and Style Daily Features Editor with the Irish Examiner. Esther, have you many New Year's resolutions for this year?
Andrea, I know I can't give up drink. I know I'm not going to go on a
diet.
You're
not doing dry January.
No, none of that, carry on. But one thing that I really feel I can make a bit of a difference, and I know myself it's weighing on me, is just to try and be more sustainable in my clothes and my shopping. So I'm going to try and give it up for a year.
What, shopping?
I did it before. Yeah, buying anything. So I did it in 2021 and I slipped a bit. And then just coming up before Christmas, you know, getting out the outfits for the party. And I was like, I have more clothes than I can ever wear in my lifetime. The shoes, I found boots I'd forgotten. I was like, this is ridiculous. So I'm after roping in a couple of friends now with me, because one of the kind of things I learned from the last time of doing this was like, you influence the people around you, influence you more than anyone else, like your peers and your family and your friends. So I set up a WhatsApp group there on the 1st of January, and I'm kind of, I've two people already in with me that we're going to try it, and we'll try to help each other. And you know, if you've got the time I slip is I'm going out, so, you know, I don't go out much anymore. So if I have a night out, I'm like, oh, will I buy something? You know, we're kind of conditioned from long ago, I think, when. Go on.
Yeah, no, I was going to say, for me, it would be something like a wedding or an event or something. That's where where I'd slip up. Like I don't think I shop that much. I can see my producer here is giving me a look now.
I don't think I do.
Yeah, compared to other people. But I would, like, if I was going to something or it's something on, or, you know, a wedding or something, that's when I think I'd fall.
But then that's one of the girls that's in the group with me now. I had a wedding last summer and it was in Spain, and, you know, and there was a lot of people, like, we'd all would have been to each other's weddings. He was kind of the last of the gang, you know, so he didn't want to wear something that they'd have all seen already. And I just borrowed a dress from her and then gave it back to her, so I didn't have to look at it languishing in my wardrobe, making me feel guilty. Like, how often will you wear a wedding outfit?
I would be actually quite good like that. I'd wear, you know,
going into News Talk in your tiara and your ball gown every morning.
You'd see the state of me today, Esther. You wouldn't be saying that. The beauty of radio. But it's funny. So you're giving up all buying. There's going to be no clothes in the McCarthy household.
No clothes. No, well, for me.
For like you, yeah. But you can swap with friends.
I'm going to try and swap. And rent is the other big thing. Like, a couple of my friends, again, have communions coming up. So they're like, we'll do it till May, but we have to buy something at the communion. I was like, why don't you just rent something? Like, there's amazing options for renting. Or buy something secondhand in Depop. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, go on to your pre-loved group.
Oh, well,
you know,
that's still
no
buying now.
I know, but it's not as bad as buying a brand new.
Well,
outfit,
that's true. That's true.
Little steps, Andrea.
Yeah, that's true. Every effort helps. Comedian Fiona Frawley is with us as well, Esther. It's Veganuary. Is that top of your list, Fiona?
Yeah. Well, I can't stress enough how much I'm not doing it this year. Like, I've just finished the sausage sambo, but I did it last year. So I'm here to share my thoughts and findings.
Right. Well, the fact you're not doing it again tells me everything I need to know. So,
no, I mean, it was great, and I still cook some of the stuff that I like, some of the recipes I learned. Like, there's always a kind of jar of nutritional yeast in my kitchen now, and like, you can kind of get some creamy sauces on the go without using dairy. And like, I did learn a lot.
Yeah.
But I think like completely going cold turkey, just for me personally, it isn't something I do get. But like, with that said, it did give me a bit of a focus for January. Like, I feel like sometimes, like, such a bleak month. I feel like you need something that gives you a bit of purpose.
You know, I kind of accidentally did, well, I did Veganuary, but I did it in, was it August? Was August, wasn't it, that I did it?
That's a tough month to do with the barbecues flying. Well,
yeah. I did it for 2 weeks initially and then I kind of kept it going. But it's funny, I would think I couldn't. There's no way I could do that in January now.
It's just
because
that,
it's so
like,
bleak as it is.
I know, but I feel like it did give me something to think about. And I was always looking up recipes. Like, if anyone is doing it this month or even like trying to like cut down, like say do like a one or two meals plant-based a week, like the recipes on Instagram, like these like online chefs and creators, the things that they're coming up with are unbelievable.
Yeah.
It's such a good time to be trying something different with your diet. Like, if you want like a vegan mac and cheese, if you want like a mushroom that looks and tastes exactly like fried chicken, you will find a recipe for it. And they're up there for free. It's incredible. Mm. So like, I think it was like, if I was trying to do it in 2010, like it'd be a different story. It was doable, you know?
Completely. And one of the things I found as well, Fiona, there's, you know, nearly every shop now, every decent shop really caters for vegans in terms of the products, all of the different ingredients that you need. You go to most restaurants now are making a big, big effort to cater for vegans. So it definitely is somewhat easier than it probably was. So you did it for the month. You went vegan for the month of January last year.
I did it for the month. It was kind of a work thing. I was working in Love in Dublin at the time, so like we're like a food like reviewing site, so it was cool. Like, we were able to kind of center all our content around that, and we were kind of able to highlight some of the like amazing vegan restaurants in Dublin. And like, I definitely learned a lot and tried places that I wouldn't have. Yeah, cooking at home as well. Like, we kind of documented it. Like, we put up those videos. Like, we take it in turns to do like a what I eat in a day type thing. It was mad. I did stick nearly the whole month. At the end of the month, I was traveling up to Donegal. My partner's family are from up there, and we were staying with his grandparents. And like, I wasn't going to try and explain to like an 80-year-old like West Donegal woman like, no, I won't be eating the fry, like I'm actually vegan for the month. It's just, I don't think I could have gotten away with that.
It's easier sometimes to I can totally understand where you're coming from. Esther, you're going to keep it up for the whole year though, the shopping ban for yourself personally. Best of luck with it.
I'm confident. Thank you.
Yeah. Well, you're doing it again.
I'm re-look at my wardrobe. Yeah, it's just looking at your wardrobe and like,
I love it.
Having a little swap.
God,
with the bodies.
This is from talking to the pair of you. This is why now I feel this guilt and this pressure to do something. I'm not going to go vegan in January, and I'm not going to give up the odd glass of wine either, but I probably should move more or do something. Esther McCarthy, Fiona Frawley, thanks a million to you both for joining us here on Lunchtime Live.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday on News Talk.
Meet Flip. She's one half of a flip-flop.
That's me.
Who got left behind at Celebration Key, Carnival's exclusive paradise in Grand Bahama.
I chose to stay here. It really is paradise.
So now, Flip spends her time lounging on the beach, swimming in the lagoon.
And eating. The only thing more impressive than my appetite are all the dining options.
Yeah, have you tried food service to your cabana?
Ooh, yum.
Flip, where'd she go? Book your cruise vacation to Carnival Celebration Key, a paradise you'll want to lose yourself in. Ships Registry, the Bahamas and Panama.